we're still live. That was Dr. Lee Bowman. This is it. Real time open lines. Carrie O'Connor. Yay! Life changing intuitive readings.
In December 2005, News for the Soul host Nicole Whitney experienced the most dramatic, life changing psychic reading of her life. In that brief 10-minute mini-session, she released years of emotional baggage when Carrie O'Connor connected with a recently deceased family member, bringing Nicole a life-changing message from beyond the grave. Since that fateful day, Nicole has invited Carrie O'Connor on as a regular News for the Soul guest to do readings on the air. But you do not have to wait. Carrie is available for private sessions right now. Nicole has laughingly suggested wearing goggles and a helmet for these sessions because of the powerful energy that seems to come through Carrie when she's doing a reading. But don't take our word for it. Experience it for yourself. So pack up your goggles and helmet and book your life-changing session with Carrie O'Connor today. Go to CarrieO'Connor.com. That's CarrieO'Connor.com.
News for your soul. Life-changing broadcasts to souls around the world since January 1997. More with featured hosts from around the world. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Would you like to make your special event even more special? Shimmy for the Soul Belly Dancers will make it divine. Launched by News for the Soul's producer and host, Nicole Whitney, in May 2009, Shimmy for the Soul is one of the busiest troupes in Vancouver, B.C. They're diverse, deeply connected to the spirit of the dance, and available for special events of any size. Visit shimmyforthesoul.com to find out more. That's shimmyforthesoul.com.
The Soul listeners have had a direct experience with their power to create their reality through our exclusive Spoon Bending Kit, a mind over matter training that teaches you how to bend metal with your mind for real. Well, what if you can use that same technology on your finances? What if you can take the same intention power on the social position? You can. This is for the soul.
O'Connor today. Go to CarrieO'Connor.com. That's CarrieO'Connor.com.
would you like to learn how to bend metal with your mind for real? Well, you can. News for the Soul is home to the one and only Spoon Bending Kit, an instantly downloadable digital gift that contains 2 hours of audio and visual instructions designed to get your mind out of the way and teach you how to truly affect how you are affecting your reality with every thought you think. Don't let anything block you from creating the life that you want. Download the newsforthesoul.com Spoon Bending Kit today. Just go to newsforthesoul.com right now and click on the bent spoon. That's newsforthesoul.com.
In December 2005, News for the Soul host Nicole Whitney experienced the most dramatic, life-changing psychic reading of her life. In that brief 10-minute mini-session, she released years of emotional baggage when Carrie O'Connor connected with a recently deceased family member, bringing Nicole a life-changing message from beyond the grave. Since that fateful day, Nicole has invited Carrie O'Connor on as a regular News for the Soul guest to do readings on the air. But you do not have to wait. Carrie is available for private sessions right now. Nicole has laughingly suggested wearing goggles and a helmet for these sessions because of the powerful energy that seems to come through Carrie when she's doing a reading. But don't take our word for it. Experience it for yourself. So pack up your goggles and helmet and book your life-changing session with Carrie O'Connor today. Go to CarrieO'Connor.com. That's CarrieO'Connor.com.
For years, News for the Soul listeners have had a direct experience with their power to create their reality through our exclusive Spoon Bending Kit, a mind over matter training that teaches you how to bend metal with your mind for real. Well, what if you can use that same technology on your finances? What if you can take your same intention power and use it on the so-called recession? Well, you can. News for the Soul has just announced the release of its newest life-changing kit, the Prosperity Kit. We have combined the intention technology of our spoon bending kits with a decade of research to create a program that has the power to change your financial life. Isn't it time to transcend fear and live the way we intended? For real? Go now to newsforthesoul.com and click on the Prosperity Kit banner. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Would you like to make your special event even more special? Shimmy for the Soul Belly Dancers will make it divine. Launched by News for the Soul's producer and host, Nicole Whitney, in May 2009, Shimmy for the Soul is one of the busiest troupes in Vancouver, B.C. They are diverse, deeply connected to the spirit of the dance, and available for special events of any size. Visit shimmyforthesoul.com to find out more. That's shimmyforthesoul.com.
For years, News for the Soul listeners have had a direct experience with their power to create their reality through our exclusive Spoon Bending Kit, a mind over matter training that teaches you how to bend metal with your mind for real. Well, what if you can use that same technology on your finances? What if you can take your same intention power and use it on the so-called recession? Well, you can. News for the Soul has just announced the release of its newest life-changing kit, the Prosperity Kit. We have combined the intention technology of our spoon bending kits with a decade of research to create a program that has the power to change your financial life. Isn't it time to transcend fear and live the way we intended? For real? Go now to newsforthesoul.com and click on the Prosperity Kit banner.
It's 2014 and change is in the air. There's
Call in to live News for the Soul shows daily for intuitive coaching, readings, numerology, leading-edge health information, and much, much more with featured hosts from around the world. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com. The News for the Soul Radio Network airs daily, and our archives are always totally free. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com.
News for Your Soul. Life-changing broadcasts to souls around the world since January 1997.
You're listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. Call in to live News for the Soul shows daily for intuitive coaching, readings, numerology, leading-edge health information, and much, much more with featured hosts from around the world. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com. News for Your Soul. Life-changing broadcasts to souls around the world since January 1997. The News for the Soul Radio Network airs daily and our archives are always totally free. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Broadcasting from the heart of Vancouver, out to the entire world, this is News for the Soul. The one and only life-changing talk radio show that began as a positive news newspaper in January 1997. And now, get ready to take a quantum leap to the leading edge of the human consciousness evolution, with your host and the founder of News for the Soul, Nicole Marie Whitney.
Live. It's Thursday, June 26, 2014. Life is flying along at full speed ahead. This is News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. Host this hour is here, one of our all-time favorite human beings, and I thank God every day that she's part of the News for the Soul network. Amazing, intuitive, and more. Carrie O'Connor, I coined the phrase goggle and helmet readings. If you call in for a reading, you may be shocked at the speed and accuracy of what comes through. Thus, prepare yourself. Carrie, how are you?
I'm doing very well, Nicole. How about yourself?
Better than before. Coming out the other side. My God. Went down like a sack of potatoes there.
Was it just everything, Nicole, or just you kind of didn't really get over the last thing you were experiencing?
No, some kind of black plague flu thing. It was quite something. My daughter had it, and I thought it was something else. I didn't think it was flu. It was that bad. And then I got it. Down we went.
You know, it's really, we don't think of flu in the summertime, at least I don't, and I'm going to get to you. We've somehow had the flu this past fall, winter. He was down out for 5-7 days. I mean, out, down, not moving, and he's just usually kind of runs from illness, but that wiped him out. So it's time to do a lot of reflecting, right? You're feeling better, right?
Yes. Well, for me, it was like a total cleanse out.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yes, I know what you mean. Physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, right?
Yeah, exactly. So it was good in retrospect, but horrible during.
Yeah. And you know what, Nicole, that's the fastest thing to wipe out and get your electrolytes off in balance, and that sometimes takes a good couple of weeks to get yourself back in balance physically. Because when you do that real quick, cleansing there, it could really throw off those electrolytes. But I'm glad you're on the other end of it, right?
I'm actually drinking electrolytes by the bucket right now.
I was just thinking that. I was just saying, she's drinking it by the bucket, and that's good. You probably, I would suggest to do it for at least the next 2.5 weeks, Nicole. The middle of July, just to replenish yourself there. It really can throw off the people. Sometimes it could be so subtle, you don't even really get the some symptoms. You feel more achy or headachy, and a lot of times it's the dehydration and electrolytes being off. But you'll get yourself all back in balance. That's good.
Yay. Yeah. So what's new with Carrie?
Gosh, I tell you, it's been kind of, it's been really, but I'm fine. I was just talking to a friend of mine. My boyfriend's having a shower at his house. And so I kind of opened my mouth and volunteered the house. And so I'm trying to get the house ready for planting. And it's the time thing, Nicole. I know it's a lot of people are either feeling like sometimes when I read somebody's energy field, I'll see a grandfather's clock that turns into a time bomb. And so I know that they are feeling the pressure of time, duality, feeling like they just got to walk in a thin rope. And other times I feel like I'm getting projects, especially something that I love, and you lose all track of time. It's a real big thing of time, or really weighing out in your life what's to bring balance in, what's important, what's not important. Being able to delegate is a lot of people's issues, because women in particular, guys that are very sensitive, we tend to take on more. We don't know the word, let me think about it. And so I've noticed for my clients, for myself, that it's like a big energetic pause coming on, especially through July. As I said before on your show, when I first saw that my guide showed me the year of 2014 as a major turning around year. Majorly. 2013, 2015, I say it all the time. We're in this major bridging period. This year in particular, a lot of people are feeling it. And I saw the first 6 months, it's a real time where I saw the symbol of a magnet in front of all of us for humanity to pull up old things, old blocks. We could really get to a point when we're working with this energy to release major, major blocks or holding patterns that we've been in individually and collectively. From July to, you could say, January 2015, we're really going to be shown where we are off balance very, very quickly. And people are noticing, working with the law of attraction and seeing the results, but a lot of people are starting at working it in a way where they're first off balance. You know, it's one way to learn. I say we could do this with greater ease or kicking and screaming. There's a lot of people that are kicking and screaming right now. But it doesn't mean you can't change and flip that energy around in the next minute, you know. People always want to remember that. This is all about transforming, using, working with the energy instead of against it. And that's all of our invitations to really get back to bringing that balance into our life and starting to really navigate where we feel like we're in the driver's seat of how we're directing our life force, right?
Yes. And you mentioned major blocks, shifts and stuff. Like, that's the theme. That's like every major life event's happening at once or something.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And so if you follow the block, follow the theme, it literally shows you where you could be in a holding pattern individually or collectively or something that unconsciously or consciously. And when you look at it, I saw this similar. I know I said this in the show about a month and a half ago. I was in meditation, and where humanity's in the doorway of major change that we can bring back balance back into our life. We've individually and collectively really got off balance. I would talk about we kind of got into the human doing part instead of embracing the human being part. And it's a huge wake-up call for all of us to bring that balance back into our life. And that means physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. When I see people that come over that have died, they never talk about all the stuff they got in their life, they did in their life. They didn't talk about their fancy cars, their jobs, their houses. It was really, what did we experience in life? If we all have the same, that we're all, you know, angels having a human experience, or we're part of that God source creator energy, we come in physical bodies, we zip up in the physical costumes, you could say, and then we are here to have experiences, physical experiences, experience love, experience, we live in a beautiful earth that gives opportunities for seeing, touching, feeling, sensing all this wonderful things around us, but most of us, we get so busy that we forget that, right? So this is a real invitation as far as the major block for humanity is that we adapted the human doing thing and really get into that balancing state so we could do more being than doing, right? And it doesn't mean you're not busy and you're just sitting on the mountain saying, Om. This is incorporating, you're doing this every day, working with the energies. The way I see it, Nicole, it looks like the trajectory of the way humanity is evolving, it looks like one straight road or one path. And we're being invited to look at things
what I call it, is energetically very wider. And when we start becoming wider, it's like our angel wings have been clipped or bound in, and now we're learning how to expand those wings, which do bring much more balance into the energy field on the left side and the right side, the giving and receiving side. When we start, again, working with it, I can't emphasize that it just, it'll change. Every single thing in our life will get affected by it, every aspect, in a positive way. It's never too late either. I've seen and had a lot of clients that feel that it's too late, and that's where they're feeling the pressure of that clock. They're feeling the time bomb kind of energy, that it's they're kind of like throwing up this symbolic white flag where they're surrendering, or almost like a sense of giving up or hopelessness. So they're really getting pulled into. Sometimes I'll see the symbol of somebody in the ocean where the water's all. It's like a whirlpool around them, and they're getting pulled down, and they can't see the land, so they could land and ground themselves. And that's just one way of living. That's one straight path of really getting pulled into the emotional patterns of a holding pattern. But when we start changing our perception and we start turning around or expanding those wings, all of a sudden we get ourselves out of that holding pattern, and we see all these different options that we have that we can incorporate every single day. And the word balance sounds so simple, but it's not always easy to make that a major part of our life, right? We'll say, I'll get more balance tomorrow. I have to do this. Our to-do list becomes part of, it creates the energy of that time bomb, really.
So in part of the imbalance and the overwhelm and the time thing, you've hit all the nails on the head. That's bringing up a lot of anxiety for people.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. Absolutely. People's endocrine systems are going off, the anxiety. And when I saw the time bomb symbol turning, for the clock turning into the time bomb, and even with this first symbol of the grandfather clock, which to me is like the collective time, that time bomb was that a lot of people, if you read the pulse of humanity, they're feeling the energy of the time bomb. There's no way that that's not making people get into an anxiety pattern. It's, can you imagine tick, 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 you know, behind you the whole time, and we're more people talking to me about what can I use for anxiety, and some people, they are such in a state of anxiety, they have to use medication, and they've been trying to avoid it for their whole life. But again, it's about bringing the balance in. Like the body's saying, hey, slow down. We're not wired to live the pace that we've been living.
So once you're in the flow of the pace, though, you're sort of caught up in it. What do you do?
Well, that's when as I say over and over again, that you work with energy techniques. You're literally rotating yourself or getting yourself out of a holding pattern. And I'm not just pulling words out of the air here. A holding pattern is literally where I talk about when I'm looking at the energy field, I see the person's aura or their energy field that's all around us. It goes through us. The physical body is part of it. And when somebody's in a holding pattern, I'll see all these tubes going around a thought pattern or a belief or an experience. Let's say somebody had a really rough childhood and they really have issues of worthiness and afraid of change. And those tubes go right directly to, again, a vibration to their experience. And the more tubes they have, the more they're in the holding pattern. We start addressing it. Think of slaying those dragons, those experiences that we have. When we look it in the eye, all of a sudden it looks like, imagine a balloon getting deflated, because we are consciously or unconsciously putting energy into these patterns, these behaviors, these thought patterns, our experiences. And when we start clearing an energetic path for ourselves, give ourselves breathing room, we're not going to feel that pressure so much consciously or unconsciously. And then we get into our old patterns, our old habits that we have. So the best thing we could do, again, it goes back to the word balance. And look at the major aspects in our life. And I call the four major corners in life. It's how we see ourselves, define ourselves, self-esteem, our history. Then we got job, career, money aspects. Then we have home and family, friends aspects. And then we have our personal relationships. I saw this simple image one time where my guide showed me the four corners of a room with all those four different aspects. And then right in the middle, there was a circle. So part of our journey here is to become in the center. So we go in our life where, I know when my kids were younger, I'd spend a lot of time in that corner of the mom corner. So I'd put a lot of energy into home, family, kids, And then I could get off balance, not taking care of myself, not, you know, just to, so to look at herself and saying, okay, how am I directing my life force? Is it in a balanced way? And even taking time to breathe, get in touch with nature before you jump out of bed. Just pause for 5 minutes. I was trying to get my boyfriend has a sister who's really high strung. She's absolutely hilarious. She needs to be on the stage. She's like a stand-up comedian. But she's wired by that clock. And I was even saying to her, I said, Amy, it looks like the time bumping is right in your ear, and you can't even slow down to turn the volume down to that. Because really, Nicole, all those things are the illusion that keeps us in duality, right? So if we say, hey, wait a minute, let's just really look at what we're here. Do we believe and really embody and embrace that we are an aspect of God's source creator, or that we are the angels having the human experience? And you got to think about it. And if your body or your heart, you just feel this energy rising from deep, deep within yourself, your soul connection to you, saying, yes, I am part of that energy, then you want to turn around and start looking, saying, where am I stuck in these holding patterns, and what can I do to get out of them? Because when I just talked about the image where all these tubes that go into a thought pattern or experience, when you just start putting your energy into it, all of a sudden some of the tubes start disappearing. You're unplugging from conscious, you're unconsciously feeding that thought pattern, right? And I said before, the two major things that humanity is working with this lifetime is fear of being annihilated, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, or fear of change, fear of death, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, or what I call the right to life issues. And that has to do with worthiness, self-esteem. Those are the two major blocks that I see that most people work through, are working through in this lifetime in particular. So just having that awareness sets you apart. It gives you like a breathing room. All of a sudden that time bomb is not right next to your ear. It goes 2 or 4 feet away, giving you time to start unplugging from those patterns that we have, those holding patterns. And then when you start unplugging from it, then you start facing the dragon. You're deflating the energy that's going there. And then it becomes an experience where you learn, you take the wisdom. I love the things that the shamans have. In our experience, take the medicine, take the wisdom, and then all of a sudden all those tubes that are going and feeding that holding pattern become an experience where when I see an energy field, it'll go 2 feet away, then it looks like a ball, and I could go into it, and I could read what the person experienced, but it's not all chargy. It doesn't look all asymmetrical, and sometimes it looks like electrical wires that are all like zapping crazy electrical energy, and that literally showed me how off balance the person is. And a lot of times I'll see these tubes, and in particular around the lower chakras, the first, second, and third chakra. So what we're experiencing from 2013 to 2014 is major change in those three chakras, the root chakra, the second chakra, the third chakra. And I also tell people, Nicole, that it's time for us to see ourselves as energetic beings and get to know the energy centers. And we don't have to know them as like a PhD where you're getting tested on it, but just understand that these chakra centers are connected to different organs in our body. And if, let's say, people have lower chakra, lower back issues, especially L3, L4, L5, right there's so many tubes that connect to the second chakra, and the second chakra is connected to sex, one-on-one relationships, creativity. It's our birthing center. And so the body screen for balance, it shows up in a disorder or dis-ease. And you could follow literally somebody's physical medical history, and it's directly connected to the chakra system. So being able to just, there's so much stuff on the internet, see yourself as an energetic being, understanding our whole foundational energy, first, second, third chakra, is totally under construction. It's like our base is getting wider. There's the saying, as above, so below. Most of our so belows has been very tight, and it looks like this rope all bound up about it, and that literally is representing a holding pattern. And so, you know what, to keep it simple, we're getting a huge wake-up call to go beyond duality, beyond time, the trajectory of what humans are living with, where they're living in the time factor, the fear factor. And when we start unplugging from it, you literally are raising your vibration. When you raise your vibration, you're vibrating on a totally different directory, that trajectory that most humanity is living on, existing on right now. So it all stops with a breath. It all starts with taking, again, a look at your life. And you could just even quickly, you could do this in 5 minutes, just see where in your life, what is right up in your face that's pulling you right now? Fear of money, job, career, relationship. What is what's hooked you in to keep you in a holding pattern. This is not rocket scientist. This is not, but you don't have to go to a psychic for this. This is, you could review your whole life and see where you have continuous patterns. We come in here with themes. We come in here with karmic experiences. And sometimes people, going back to those four major things in life, they have a lot of issues with home and family, or their relationships is a train wreck, or how they see themselves, define themselves, or they keep on seeing money opportunities and they can't quite get it. So that's, they're here to learn about those experiences. And if we do it in a very proactive way and not in a way where it's weighing us down and it's keeping us, again, in a holding pattern, we just get stuck. All of a sudden, it literally, think all those tubes start getting unplugged from it, and we're putting it in our history where we could say, we could learn from the experience instead of having a thing that it weighs us down and we keep on creating the same experience over and over again. Think of people in relationships. They always talk about, oh, God, the same, I thought he was going to be different. He's the same, different body, but it's the same patterns that come up in the relationships. If we don't heal the original, like what I call the split, with the core issues within the relationship, we'll just go and create it over and over again. But when we understand that that's part of our wiring, that we're here to really rebirth ourselves and really start living empowered, living like the angel, the pieces of God aspect creator that we are, everything changes. I see a simple image that somebody gets a new deck of cards, and that shows me that the person is living outside of the pull that 90% of the earth is living right now, that they're living in that one path, one that straight, narrow trajectory, and then you have different options. You're literally creating different pathways for yourself that you can live a life that is absolutely unbelievable. Wonderful, miraculous. All that's there for us, too.
Well, that's the thing that keeps one going, I guess. You know, I have more questions, more emails, but I want to kind of intermix it with callers today because I'm curious to see what's showing up. Do you want to take a call at this point?
Sure.
Okay, let's do it. 610, lucky you, you're first with Carrie O'Connor live on News for the Soul today. What's your first name? Where are you calling from? Oh, oops. Sorry, I lost all the callers. Carrie, are you still with me?
I'm here.
Oh, that's okay. Funny. I'm so sorry about that. Call back in 646-595-42. Is it still retrograde?
You know what? I was just going to try to look at the astrological. Let me pull it out. I have a wonderful little planet from Janet. I know there's been eclipse where we just have the summer solstice.
I know. There's a lot going on up there. I think we're getting colors back on. But I'm just curious because that happens a lot. Usually just when I try to bring colors on, poof, everybody goes away.
Right. Let me see.
I'm looking it up. Meanwhile, I think we've got 610 next.
No, you
so
know what? Actually, it is
retrograde,
Nicole.
It is. Ah, okay. Well, there you go. That's,
so next
that's why
week until July, and remember, July 1st, and we always feel the energy even days after it turns out of
that's
retrograde.
That's right. We do indeed. Let's try 610 again. Let's give you another shot. You're still lucky. You're still alive with Carrie O'Connor today, hopefully. What's your first name? Where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Selene. I'm calling from Norristown, Pennsylvania.
You're on with Carrie.
How are you, Carrie?
Hi.
Hi, Nicole. I guess a little frustrated lately.
Okay.
We're sort of up and down. You know, and I was listening to what you were saying earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I have the back issues, and, you know, I do feel like I'm blocked, but I feel like I'm right on something, but it's like what you said, a holding pattern.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm feeling like right now.
Right. And the first thing that you're showing me is that it brings me right down to the first and second chakras of the energy field. And right now, when I'm reading somebody, I want to ask literal permission. Do I have permission to clear out the blocks that you're showing me?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay, excellent. So when I look at your energy body, I also go to the right side. So that's your male side, male relationships. But more important, getting connected to your own male side and bringing it in balance. When I do an aerial view of your energy field and look down, the right side's bulging out. a good 2 to 3.5 feet before the right side, before the left side. That's showing the energy of giving and receiving. And when I talk about the tubes, I see these tubes that go off to the a good 2.5 feet off the right side, and it looks like a ball and chain energy. So it's the real what you're clearing out is a theme of feeling enslaved, feeling trapped energy, and especially you described it right. You're in this doorway of change, and this is part of all of our process. If we understood that when we, if there's an energetic pattern, there's a pathway, there's blueprints for making things happen, and when somebody's in the next stage of that process where they're taking a great big huge step out, in that first step, paradoxically could feel like we don't have any safety net underneath us, in that we're taking risks. That goes back to what I talked about, the major blocks humanity's going through is fear of being annihilated physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. So think of any time in this lifetime and past, lifetimes that you have went out, took off, and then all of a sudden the rug got pulled out underneath you by something, some other outside circumstances. And in particular, when I look at your second chakra, I get pulled up to the right part of where the ovaries are, and it looks like all these energetic cysts or blisters are in the emotional body, that any hope and dream that you had that your energy body is storing where it was, it's like miscarriages or aborted energy because you weren't able to bring it down to the physical. Part of the process of manifesting a change, we will review our past. It looks like it's hovering around our 2 to 4 feet around us through the emotional mental bodies, and it can keep us in a holding pattern if we consciously or unconsciously have more of those tubes to it. So we're unplugging from the tubes. Your third chakra just exploded with light right in the center. I like to see that. It's like the sun energy coming in to support you. And the real big thing with you is learning to ask for help. Do you understand that you have this energy by the time you're 2 to 4 years old? You're one to pull yourself up by your bootstraps and just full steam ahead, and you've had a lot of doors shut on you when you were younger for support, physical, mental, emotional support, and you had to do things by yourself. But now you're at the stage of life to really weigh out what's important, what's not important, and especially what I'm seeing with you, pay attention to the shamans have this thing, when we're about to create anything, from a new beginning to a new plan to a job, career, change in relationship, that they say don't tell everybody about it because some people, consciously or unconsciously, to me it looks like arrows going out and they pop our dreams and they could make us become afraid. I see this with my mother all the time. I never talk to her about what I'm doing with work, especially if it's going to involve travel or anything that she would think that's taking me away, because all of a sudden I'll see in her energy field, she'll throw all these arrows and she goes and she's trying to pop my dreams, hopes, and inspirations. She doesn't even realize she's doing that. She thinks she's my biggest cheerleader. But her emotional body, the past of her sister, worst fears and nightmares start going out. So I'm sharing that with you because I'm seeing that there's some outside influences that are feeling change. People know when we're about to make major changes, and a lot of people like us to stay in that misery like company table versus going on. They literally feel that seat being vacant, and they want to put us down there. So right now, from over the next 3 months to 4 months, you're turning a corner and being able to feel like your wings be able to expand, literally. Feel like you're getting a lot of responsibility off your shoulder, and I'm saying learn to delegate. I keep on hearing a grandmother, great paternal great-grandmother actually, coming in as a huge guide with you, and she's addressing the symbolic crown in your head, which shows me you're learning life's major lessons, and that also has to do with entitlement. To protect yourself from those people that bring you down, right? You know exactly what I'm talking about, don't you?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
In particular, any kind of male energy or females that are very pushy and bully kind of energy. And just remember that sometimes people, you could talk to you blue in your face, and they're not going to see it because I see several people looking over your head and they can't look in your eyes. So that shows me that they're stuck in a holding pattern, that change means awful, awful, better play it safe. And so many people, and I'm saying 90% of humanity, if not 95% of humanity, would rather stay in something comfortable and familiar versus risking change, right? They really have that something's going to awful happen, you know? So they go into, even if it's toxic situations, think about when we read about people in abusive situations and they stay in these holding patterns for years because they're afraid to go out, right? So this is where
right.
You're creating a system for yourself where it looks like this energetic shield is coming up, that 2 to 4 feet on that right side, and it's going to deflect those arrows when people are trying to pop your bubble. And when we get out of those major changing patterns, holding patterns, believe me, it seems like the universe tests us. And I remember hearing that through the years, different teachers saying you'll go through a testing pattern. I never liked that because it made me think that it fed the illusion that there's the paternal father God that's sitting there punishing us. The way I see it, when we're making major change, think of a magnet. It's pulling up those experiences up in our energy field so we can attract that energy, but it's not a testing thing. But when I look at your core, you're developing, especially the way your third chakra opened up huge. You are very sensitive to energy, energy healing. All of that would be very, very good for you. I see your hands pulsing out this green, blue, purple energy that's taken in wisdom, allowing yourself to rebirth, clearing out the holding patterns of the past. And it's kind of like this energy of hell or high water. I got to take this next step because you have, for the last even 12 years, you got pulled into the old patterns are playing it safe, and now the soul, the heart, your whole sense of defining yourself and everything in your life, all the aspects are right up in your face, giving you the strength to take that next step, next phase. Things are going to be unfolding really quick for you, especially over the next 2 to 4 weeks, 2 to 4 days, 2 to 4 months, and when I look at it, you have more of this like symbolic miracle growth in your feet, which allows new holding, new patterns, and allows you also to get out of major holding patterns. All right?
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay. Because I'm trying to take in everything that you're saying, and it's just, wow.
Yeah, Nicole has it. No, she could re-listen to it. In a nutshell,
yes.
You're in a major birthing process. You're clearing out major holding patterns. People will react, and it's not to get you charged up. Just understand it's part of our wiring. You're getting yourself out of that trajectory, that one path that most people live. You're creating. It's like going up the elevator. You're getting out of the holding patterns. They're getting not hooked in. You're creating literally your energy fields that looks like a shield that's going to deflect that. And it feels at first when we get out of major holding patterns, it's almost like the feet get slippery. I'll see this. People's feet look like they're walking on ice, right? And so,
okay.
And understand it's part of the process. It's almost like birthing pain. You know, when you have a baby, you have contractions, and when you're an active labor, you're like, get this baby out. But in the big picture, this is literally going to affect every single aspect of your life. It's very, very positive, especially over the next 3 to 4 weeks, 3 to 4 months. This is about you taking that next step, next major phase that is, again, I can't emphasize, affect every single aspect of your life. And then you're going to start noticing, all of a sudden it looks like a magnet, instead of, think of a great big magnet in front of you, pulling out any of the past experiences, trauma, physical, mental, emotional, and then all of a sudden in August or September, I see the magnet turning around, it's inside your heart. So that shows me that you have this ability to start manifesting and working with the energy, literally, and you can start noticing how your thoughts are so you could adjust them. I have the magnet doing that right now. If I put anything out there, let's say my car needed repair, I wanted the right mechanic for some reason people weren't able to find it. My boyfriend said, I heard about this guy, blah, blah, blah. Make a long story short, I heard that I was going to have to pay $5,000, $10,000 to get some repairs done. Nobody could really nail it. I unplugged myself from any of those thought patterns, any of the fears, any of the past experience, brought my car, and the guy was able to fix it for $200, and the thing that nobody could fix for 5 years is now fixed, you know. So that's the magnet inside where you attract things. You're living beyond that one path, so it opens up literally infinite possibilities and potentials that we've all been hearing about for eons, but we haven't been experiencing, or many people haven't been experiencing their life, so they kind of feel hopeless or disappointed, or they blame themselves, and so you're really making a major step in living life like the angels that we are. Excellent.
Okay. Oh, my God.
All right.
Okay. All right. This just makes me feel so much better.
Good.
Drink a lot of water.
Thanks.
I will keep in touch. Thank you so much, Carrie. Thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You. And
you're
thank
welcome.
You, Nicole, as always.
Thanks, Elaine. Keep in touch.
I will.
All the callers are dropping on and off, so keep trying. Keep hanging in there. 646-595-4274. Let's see if we can get another one on without losing them. 772, are you there? I've got an echo in my ear now.
Hi.
Sorry, say again?
It's Barbara.
Barbara, where are you calling in from?
Florida.
Barbara from Florida. You're on with Carrie O'Connor. Lucky you. What's up?
Oh, I just wanted to ask Carrie, I've been trying to start a business, and I seem to have a habit of starting something out, and then I always am struggling. I have this constant struggling for money, and so I'm just wondering if she has any insight into this. You know, this is like a lifelong struggle.
Yep. All right. It's really important for all of us, and Barbara, you're a perfect example for us to, especially if you're starting a business, you're doing the wise thing. You're looking at it in a more energetic thing. You're already noticing that's a holding pattern. And the first thing I look at your energy field, that you're profoundly affected unconsciously by the patterns of money, success, career from dad's side, but you kind of got one double whammy, you got mom's side too, but dad's side in particular. Then you want to look at the small messages, the silent messages, the unconscious messages that are seeded from our parents. It's not, you know, pointing the blame game. I remember my grandmother, I know I said this before, but I think it's important. She used to sing, this is my dad's mom, this little song in a little Irish brogue, someday your ship will come in, someday your ship will come in. And she used to always say it to her 23 grandchildren or 5 kids. And it was a real message that if we were good enough, if we were worthy enough, if we tried hard enough and made sacrifices, good things would come for us, to us, right? When she died, one of the first things she did was she came to me and said, forget that someday the ship will come. You go out and you go after that dream. You go after that desire. You go after your passion and really follow your passions. Don't sit there and wait. You all are worthy. We come in worthy. And she was really fired up about it. And then when I looked at the line of the energy that she came in with, this is a generational pattern that was from several generations back, never mind a lot of humanity's patterns. So it's an extra feed for that. So when I'm looking at your energy field, majorly affected by the patterns inherited by father, father's experiences. We don't have to have it as our own personal experiences. It just becomes, we inherit it, right? As soon as I said starting a business, I saw September, middle of September to October, a door opening and the door got bigger. So that shows me you're gathering, taking this time to gather in. To me, it looks like symbolical Miracle Grow. And I hope everyone knows what Miracle Grow is. It's a thing you put in dirt to make it has all this nutrients. We all want that around our feet because that shows me any hope, dream, desire is a, to me it looks like a ball that we're putting in the ground. If we put it in our foundation, the ground is all sand, it's hard to keep it watered, right? We want to gather that Miracle Grow, and that Miracle Grow, you don't get it at the store, the Miracle Grow is our own healed energy, right? We want to stand in it. We want to be grounded with it. We want to feel the support from it. So right now, you have the perfect thing that, Barbara, so many people have. They have they're standing in the doorway of wanting change, starting a business. You're testing the waters. You put your foot out, and the left foot has all these tubes around it, and it's holding you back in the past. Past experiences, the worst nightmare fears, right? And that creates an energetic split, and of course, it's going to pull in that past experiences gets more seeded by our fear, by our energy patterns, our thoughts, and then it starts, you create the outcome over and over again, right? But having the awareness is huge. It's like a huge step in the right direction. Start pulling those tubes that are feeding that pattern. You're pulling them back, right? But understanding that those patterns hand down, money is energy. And that's, I want you to exercise this through the month of July in particular. Every single day, put post-its around your house, on your mirrors, on the refrigerator, everywhere you go, and make very big letters. Money is energy, as everything in this world is energy. Money does not define us. Money is not something that gets dangled in front of the people that's only good for some people or not. Money is energy, and you're clearing out the patterns of anything else that money represents, self-esteem, self-worth, that money also can come in, and this is a lot of your patterns that you got inherited on the dad's side. That is similar with my father. My father, we had strong messages that you can't be holy and good and have money. And a lot of people that are old souls have that. Money is the root of all evil. It's the same that a lot of people have heard. Money is not evil. Money allows freedom. So through the month of July, I'm encouraging you to not only see money as energy, but think and feel and really bring the energy down to physical of what money does. Money to me allows freedom. That gives me the freedom to be able to do the things that I want. And then when I feel that freedom, my whole energy expands, and the opportunities of making money, all those doorways get open. So start really embodying, embracing the truth that money is energy, and then start putting, it's like you're downloading a new file for yourself throughout your energy field that's going to open up doors, attract different circumstances. You're closing the door to the past. Okay, you're learning from the experiences. You're taking the wisdom, the medicine, like the shaman said, and you're shutting the door. It's like you're unplugging or you're graduating from that process, and it's not going to have to, doesn't have to affect you. We're taking that left foot back. I do have to say that your left foot does show me a little girl that's from anywhere from 5.5 to 7.5 years old, so I'd encourage you to think about what was going on in your family as far as home family, not even necessarily about money issues. But you showed me that your foundation was off balance from 5 to 7 years old, which shows me that you started inheriting those patterns then, right? My parents were always worried about money, and they're putting each other through school. They're both getting a master's. They had 5 kids within 7 years, and they used to never want to talk about money with us, but they did energetically. So I'd say, Mom, is everything all right? And she's like, yes, everything's all right. And especially after Christmas and before, my father used to get, like, he was a teacher, so he got paid in June, and then he didn't get paid till September. And so I'd see all this energy build up, and when I asked about it, they'd say everything's fine, which even fed more of a fear that something's going on, you know? And so, again, I'm sharing that with you because I'm seeing 5 to 7 years old that the things got off balance and it's connected to my foundational energies. Us as kids were so sensitive, we take it in, right? You're going to take your homework. Just think of really taking this, Barbara, and getting excited about this, right? There is a timing thing, divine timing, perfect timing related to the business, especially, again, like in the middle of September to October. Pay attention to synchronistic things, right place, right place. Getting information, gathering information, that's creating that miracle growth that you're planting your business in. And even spend morning and nighttime visualization of seeing that business being planted in Miracle-Gro, and then throughout the day, especially in the evening, say, did I water this idea, my creation, with my energy, and do I need to read it a little bit with some fear? And as I said to the first caller, be mindful of who you share things with, because some people like to knock the wind out of you. They're not supportive, Linda. A lot of times it's not always conscious. And you're not being secretive, you're not being sneaky. It's just a wise energy investment because everything is energy, including money. You're closing the door of past experience. When you feel your head or your emotion body getting hooked in and going down memory lane, stamp your feet, take a breath, change your scenery, and say, that was then, this is now. And I'm learning from that experience, and I'm putting new energy into my business, and this is my baby. Our businesses are our babies. Everything we create is part of it's our life force, right? And you're learning to nurture that baby, feed that baby, and get excited about it.
Cool. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Right now, in March to September, I do have to say that baby idea looked a little anorexic, and so we're feeding it. It's like I'm putting these energetic bottles in the baby with this goal liquid, and as soon as I did, the whole business idea just took it in like a starving child. So you're at a perfect time, again, especially through July, of really taking the next step of creating your business. And if everyone took the time to do it energetically, a lot more businesses would be thriving instead of shutting down, right? There is a formula. It's a little quid blueprint. So you're at a perfect stage right now to develop a very wonderful business.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm not even going to say good luck. I'm saying happy co-creating.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're welcome, hon. You're welcome. You have a great day, Barbara.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Bye for now. You keep in touch. All right, thanks for calling in. Going to hop over to an email question while I refresh the board. This is from Sherry in Oregon. She is having trouble feeling grounded because everything is so new, and she does not have any kind of comfort zone feeling anymore.
Okay. But it's Shelley, correct?
Sherry.
Sherry. I wrote down Shelley. Well, first of all, I'd tell Sherry if she runs into any Shelley's, or Shelley's Michelle's, especially from now to August, good people for her. You see, extending hands have green around it. That means helping people, helping friends. Sometimes you can meet people in a coffee shop and they just give you the right information. Sherry, when I'm looking at the energy field, I'm seeing it looks like you're trying to put new roots down. And it's not only that everything is new, it's more of you're at this next stage. You took the step of, instead of standing in the doorway like I've been talking about all night, all day, you took the step and out, and it looks like you're, it's all misty underneath your feet. So that is kind of disorienting. It feels like things are up in the air or a different kind of form of a holding pattern. But what I'm watching you do, especially from now over the next couple of weeks, so I've seen you pulled me to the middle of July, looks like this energy goes right to your third chakra, self-esteem, self-worth, through the subconscious. And I'm seeing a pattern over the last 5 months, and even going the last 5 years, of a lot of change that seems like the wind got knocked out of you. See a fist mark in your face, on your third chakra. Imagine like the Pillsbury Doughboy, where it's pushed in, your shoulders are lunging forward, and now you're in this opportunity of putting your shoulders back, because that's the heart energy, heart, lungs. It affects the throat chakra, and then it goes back down to the foundational energy, changing the foundational energy. So doing simple things, and especially working with the elements of water and air, is very good for you. And then after 2 weeks, bringing the element of fire, even lighting a candle, and imagine that fire going to all the energy centers, transmuting, clearing things out in any direction, space of time, and outside of time, and work with a lot of gold, because I see all this gold energy around you. Gold can be very grounding when we feel very much ungrounded. It brings in the stability, even bringing it down to your bones. Imagine your skeletal system all gold. Imagine yourself, and if you can, go outside, sit against a tree, put your behind on the ground, and feel yourself putting roots right down to the center of the earth. Put your spine against the tree, and just feel the support of the tree. Because you're creating new roots within yourself, but you're doing it in what looks like a totally different soil. And it's kind of interesting, because I just told you how I see Miracle-Grow in people's energy fields. You have this miracle ground of energy around you, but it looks like it has these silver diamonds in it, which means to me a lot of feminine energy. You're opened up to see and meet and to connect, embody, and embrace a different aspect of your feminine side. It's like graduating from the...
News for your soul. Life-changing broadcasts to souls around the world since January 1997.
You're listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. The News for the Soul Radio Network airs daily, and our archives are always totally free. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com.
The News for the Soul Radio Network airs daily, and our archives are always totally free. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Call in to live News for the Soul shows daily for intuitive coaching, readings, numerology, leading-edge health information, and much, much more with featured hosts from around the world. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com.
And we are back. We're live. Kara is in the house, and that's what's next for the next hour in this live time. In case you're wondering if this is a replay, as we had one earlier, it's the 23rd of July, 2015, and it's noon Pacific time, which means it's Sacred Transformations time with Kara. She's here, pretty new to the network, so we're still getting to know her, and did a really cool process with her. She did some really neat sound healing episodes 2 weeks ago. So we've had some excellent feedback on those. So you can find Kara here alternate Thursdays at noon Pacific time. So that means today and then 2 weeks from now, etc., ongoing. And she is a gifted intuitive healer that specializes in clearing core issues and blocks that hold you back from stepping into your true power, passion, and purpose. And that's where we begin. Let's see if we've got her on the board. There she is. Takara, how are you?
Hello, Nicole. I'm great. How about you?
Mucho better. Thank you very much.
Yay!
I know. God, I should have a party or something. Holy hell.
Well, there's definitely lots of stuff for all of us to be navigating at this time on the planet. That is for sure. And, now we have Venus going retrograde here in a couple of days. So that'll make life a little interesting for the next few months or a couple months. But when we check in inside, all is well when we choose it to be so. And that's the beautiful part, I think, about having our human experience on the planet is even with all the trials and tribulations that I've gone through over my lifetime, I always, in reflection, will find the blessings and the lessons from whatever that experience was. I don't always see it in the moment, I think, like most of us. But I think when we reflect, we can find that, yeah, that experience, even though it wasn't a lot of fun, it brought me to this new level of this new place. So I'm riding that wave myself right now. So I'm, I think I've given everybody a little pep talk and one for myself.
Well, that's the thing. That's why we're here, you know, 18 years later and every day of the week, because holy smokes, we need each other and support. And, you know, this is a thing, maneuvering through all this stuff.
Yes, indeed. And so last call, we started to talk a little bit about tribal energy, and then we kind of moved off a little bit. So I want to come back to that because it's so important. And in helping us connect with our tribes, or more, what's blocking us from connecting with our tribes? What's not allowing us to truly connect with our tribes? And what I mean by tribe is, you know, we all have family of origin, whether we're connected and to them or not, really doesn't matter. The tribe in my languaging is the people, the beings on the planet that we have resonance with, that we contracted with, or that are part of our soul family. There's a lot that can fit into that word tribe. But it's those that are going to love and accept us unconditionally, that we have a mission to do work with, those that we have high resonance with, and that get us, that just plain get us. Even when we're being our most oddball, weirdest selves, they get it because they can get on that same bandwagon. And when we have those individuals, those people, and I'm going to say, you know, humans and non-physical too, because we have non-physical tribe that's out there waiting to connect with us. So let's kind of venture down that little path and today and do some clearing work and some healings and open that doorway, excuse me, for all of us to more deeply connect with our tribe.
That sounds great.
Yeah. So let's start with, I'm going to invite everybody to step into the meadow that I've already created, that safe and sacred space. You can imagine the meadow being any season of the year that calls to your heart, because people in the lower hemisphere of the planet are in winter, and we're in summer up here in the northern hemisphere. And as you step in, I want you to just imagine there's this beautiful waterfall filled with rainbow-colored light. And step into that rainbow, just allowing it to wash off the mundane, wash off anything that's not serving you. Maybe, you know, energies from your drive to wherever you were going today, to work, to an appointment. Somebody cut you off. Maybe there's just a little tinge of irritation there. Just allow that to wash away. And as you step out the other side, I want you to imagine sending a grounding cord of light from the base of your spine all the way down to the center of Mother Earth, grounding, anchoring, connecting into her, and allowing that cord to move right into her wellspring of healing light. and bringing that light up that grounding cord through the base of your spine, right up into the center of your heart. Excuse me, I can already feel energy. So when I'm coughing and yawning a lot, it's the way that all of us process and moving energy. So just bear with me if the coughing gets more. It just means we're clearing stuff in people's throat chakras. All right, so we're going to bring that light up through the base of the spine, right up into the center of the heart, and then I want you to imagine an infinity loop is being created, looping up over to the left and then over to the right. And then right at that center apex point, we're going to send a line of light up out your crown all the way up to source, looping through source, and then bringing source's energy back down through the crown, right down into the center of your heart, as we now invite that to create a figure eight, connecting down to the base of your spine, up to your crown, looping back to your heart, and allowing that energy to flow between Mother Earth and source, bringing that through your body, and then bringing your awareness and attention to that apex crossover point, and we're going to loop that infinity symbol in. So again, up over to the left and up over to the right, and then looping up to the crown and back down to the base, and so it continues connecting us into the energy of pure love. All right, so now we're all grounded and in a great space to do some work. So let's bring some light in to play with during our time today. So hand over your hearts, and we're going to focus on the high self point, 18 to 24 inches above the head. And I'm just going to call in a package of energy here that we can use to work with today, to explore, and whatever's needed for you in general. So we're going to call forth the light of illumination, the light of divine revelation, divine mother, divine father's Holy Spirit light, Holy Spirit threefold flame, the ascended masters. So even though I called them into the meadow earlier today, we're going to bring an extra dose of their powerful transformational energies. Calling forth the sound, the color, the light, the frequency, any sacred geometry, whatever light is right and perfect for you to assist in your sacred transformation. The light that's needed for clarity and truth around what's blocking the connection to the tribe, to your tribe. And now we're going to allow this to just pour into the crown chakra. Anur, Anur, Anur. And Anur simply means the light. So when I'm chanting Anur, it's just amplifying and moving that light energy through your field, through your body. And we're going to let it move counterclockwise, or encourage it to move counterclockwise in the crown. Anur, expanding out into the eye points. Anur, Anur, and allowing it to move down and through the corpus callosum, that bundle of nerves connecting both hemispheres of the brain. Al-Mukman, Al-Mukman, Al-Mukman. Bringing it down into the midbrain area. And we're just going to continue each radio show to build that platform in the midbrain. Sada Shivom, Sada Shivom, Sada Shivom. The midbrain is where the pineal, the hypothalamus, the limbic part of the brain connects in there, and the brainstem. And when we supercharge and give focus and attention, and especially bring sound through the chanting or toning into this part of our being, it helps raise and expand our consciousness. There we go. And now we're going to spiral this light down through the throat. Anur, Anur, Anur. Right down into the heart center. Al-Mukman, Al-Mukman, Al-Mukman. I'm going to chant to open the heart, allow it to receive more light. Alpha Tau, Alpha Tau, Alpha Tau. sending that light into the deepest wisdom wells of your heart. Anur, Anur. Take a deep breath in and out. And then we're going to utilize this light as if it was a spotlight in your heart, and we're just going to let it shine basically from the bottom of the sternum, so right between the rib cage there, as if there's a little spotlight. We're just going to spotlight the three lower chakras, specifically bringing our attention and awareness down to the root. This is our survival, our tribal energy where we can connect to our tribe. And I want you to just tune in to how open your root chakra feels, how balanced it feels. And then I'm going to ask a question. What is the greatest fear held here? And actually, let's do this as a dominant, non-dominant handwriting exercise. If you've got paper and pen or pencil, write that question out with your dominant hand, whatever hand you write checks or sign documents with. So write that out. What is the greatest fear held here in the root, focusing in the root? What is the greatest fear held here? And then I want you to change hands with your writing utensil and take a deep breath and just pause for a moment and write the answer with your non-dominant hand. And I'm asking this question on behalf of the whole, meaning those listening. And it might look like, you know, kindergarten handwriting, and that's okay. Usually I'll write out the statement, and then I'll go back with my dominant hand and rewrite it so it's really clear. Okay. So what came up for the consensus of those listening is people will hurt me. So I think all of us at some point in our lives have experienced betrayal. Abandonment is another big energy that I'm feeling, and also connected to this particular chakra and our tribe when we feel we're abandoned by our tribe, especially if we've, and I think pretty much everybody's had experiences in past lives where you know, maybe we were ostracized or abandoned in some way through those closest to us, whether it was through a parent or through some situation. So let's see if there's someone on the line, Nicole, that wants to play today, and we'll do a rating. So if there's somebody that wants to come on live and interface,
let me check
and if not,
here.
Then I'll do this.
Yeah, 1111, you're live. Who we got here?
I'm live. I want to play, but I don't know the nature of the game. How you doing?
That was cute. What's your first name?
Opulence.
Opulence. Oh, I love that. So
thank
Opulence,
you.
It's just going to be me guiding you and asking you some questions. So when you wrote out that statement, what was the response that your subconscious, because that's what the non-dominant, dominant handwriting is all about. It's really tapping into the subconscious part of our being. So what was the response that you received to that question? What is the greatest fear held here?
Well, I didn't write it out because I just tuned in, but I got a statement for you anyway. And,
fabulous.
And my greatest fear is not staying in harmony with my highest source, the all, the great mother. That's my greatest fear.
Okay. And I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that. So that's perfect. I'm just making a note of that. So I want you to tune into that particular energy and fear, And on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being, I don't really have a fear at all, and 10, holy moly, there's a lot of fear there really blocking me or holding me back. Where would you rate that not staying in harmony with Source?
A 4 showed up for me, so that's it.
A 4?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Excellent. Well, let's play with that. So let's ask that 4 energy. What is it really about? What's behind that? And I'm asking it for you, so if you don't get a response, it's okay. So part of what I'm hearing for you, Opulence, is that you won't be able to play on the planet the way you want to. So how does that ring true for you?
Oh, it rings true because I have some ridiculous thoughts that I'd be limited by not having that constant connection.
Right. Okay. So what can we bring this part of you that believes that you won't be able to play on the planet you want to? What kind of energy could we give it that would bring a blessing and a healing to that belief?
Erasing of the patterns that I have put in place, allowed to be put in place, that would not be the best thing for me to do.
Okay. All right. So let me ask you a question. And just the first visceral response that comes to you, meaning it's going to be a yes or no response. And when I say visceral, I mean more with your body, not with your head. So kind of your heart or your body responding. Is there a gatekeeper there, yes or no?
No.
Okay. Is there a belief keeper? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. So let's ask, what is the belief? And maybe it's the same or something similar to what you just shared, but what is the belief that it's holding? The belief that keeps you feeling that you're not staying connected to Source.
Well, in my consciousness, I need to clarify that because I'm always connected. But in my consciousness, it's that when I can't seem to find my way through the maze.
Okay. So would that have something to do feeling like you're too small to play big?
I would go along with that, sure.
Okay. Because there's something around that phrase or that energy about being too small, or like when you said, like getting lost in the maze, you know, I would equate that to maybe also feeling like, you know, there's an ebb and a flow to everything. And when we're in the flow, it's like, oh, this is magnificent. I can totally feel being in the flow. And then when we're in the ebb, which is just a natural part of our experience, we kind of feel like, what's wrong? How come I'm not in the flow? So we in our own minds maybe start judging it or trying to figure it out when sometimes we just need to be in the ebb. But if there is a belief that's wanting us or making us play small or believing that we have to play small, then that can also kind of shift us into thinking there's something wrong versus that it just is. Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense, and even in saying with the ebb and the flow, and that's really severe lesson that I'm learning, a major lesson that I'm learning now, because for some reason I have managed to believe that it was all a continual flow in spite of everything. And it's being, because of the time we're in, it's being very clear to me that there is an ebb and a flow. So the seeking the sanctuary of the place of peace, being in the center, is even more desirous for me now.
Good. So I want to read off some statements that are coming to me, and I want you to kind of rate those. I'll give them to you in just a second. Because if we can be in a place of peace, whether we're in the ebb or the flow, and just stand in that peace, I think that could be very supportive for you and for many listeners and myself. You know, when everything seems to kind of be a little chaotic, or we're kind of in that ebb of what feels like staleness, but if we can just choose peace in that moment, then it gives more opportunity for us to move back into that flow. So the statement I'm going to read is, I am at peace always. And I want you to rate this one a little bit differently, meaning that we're going to change the scale. So one is, no, I don't believe that, I can't believe that, and 10, I completely believe that, yes. So where would you rate that right now? I am at peace always.
Ten is good, one is not good. I get about a, between, it's like vacillating between an 8 and a 9, and even a 10 is showing, so it's vacillating.
Okay. Okay, so that's good. And the thing is, even if they're lower, then we're just going to do a little bit more energy work to get them to bump up. So don't be concerned if it feels lower. I can be peace even in the ebb. Scale of 1 to 10, same rating.
8 and 9.
Okay, good. Those are good ratings. And I am free to be me.
I am free to be me. That's a 6. A 6,
okay.
and then an 8 is showing, but a 6 came up first.
Okay. So let's speak to that 6 first, and let's bring that energy of the 6 forward right in front of your heart. So just imagine that whatever's behind that, and I feel like this might be where it doesn't feel very safe to play big, meaning there's a part of you that wants to stay small and not seen as much because that feels safer for some reason. Excuse me. So let's just bring that right up, and let's speak to that 6 and ask it, what does it need to feel safe, to feel free?
Kind of interesting. To be as a child.
Yeah. Good. And when we think about that, and when we're children, you know, we kind of rely on others to protect us or to provide that safety because we don't really know anything else yet. And then if we think about just the freedom that being a child allows us to just play and have fun, or, I mean, I know not everybody had that kind of childhood, but if we think about the energy of a child in general, to be as a child. And so what does that represent to you? Meaning, if you were to give me a visual picture of what it looks like to be as a child, does it look like you're riding Pegasus or a unicorn? Are you at the zoo or the park playing? I don't know why animals are so coming up in this with you, but maybe you find peace and love through, you know, animals, and they were important to you as a child. So whatever it is or isn't is all perfect. But so what is it?
Go ahead.
I was going to say, what does it look like to be as a child for you?
The first thing that came strong was like, and yesterday I was trying this on the squares in my kitchen floor, was going back to playing hopscotch. I'd forgotten, so I was making up my own game. But then as I'm moving on through it, like when I do dance, and dancing around and skipping and just feeling feeling free in my movement, in my activity, to just feeling free, feeling
good.
Free.
That's great. Okay, so hopscotch, dancing, feeling free in your movement, just like freeform dance, or you know, moving to whatever music or rhythm that you're hearing. That's perfect. So let's bring that into an energy package. We're going to create at your high self point. And for everybody else listening, there's a thing called borrowing benefits that Gary Craig taught about. And Gary Craig is the person behind Emotional Freedom Technique. Excuse me. And so even if this isn't just right for you, know that your body, your being, your spirit can borrow the benefits from this. And whatever came up for you, just write that down or imagine that going into your own energy package. So at the high self point, we're going to create a beautiful energy package filled with unconditional love, divine forgiveness, divine love, divine providence, the energies of truth, wisdom, clarity, understanding, the energy to be as a child, to be free like a child, to go out and to dance and to play hopscotch and skip rope, and just allowing the body to move freely, as goofy and silly as you could imagine, because that's what we do as children, and sometimes hopefully as adults as well. So just allowing that freedom of your body to move and knowing that through that connection of movement with your body, it also connects you to Mother Earth, to Great Mother, and to Source. We're going to call forth the sound, the color, the light, the frequency, any sacred geometry that's right and perfect for each of you listening. We'll drop that into the crown. Anur, Anur, Anur. Just allowing and imagining this energy flowing down into the crown chakra, moving counterclockwise. Anur, Anur. And then we're going to allow it to move into the midbrain. And, excuse me, into the corpus callosum first, and we'll move it counterclockwise, moving it from the right hemisphere into the left and back into the right. Anur, Anur. And for some listening, I'm seeing some old neural pathways around beliefs that it's not okay or it's not safe to play and have fun and be silly like a child as an adult. So for those that are wanting to release those neural pathways, we're going to send some scrubber angels in there right now to clean all those up. And scrubber angels are like little teeny tiny fairy angel-looking beings, and they work in rings or groups or a band, and they go in like scrubbing bubbles and clean energy up. So we're going to send them in now. Al Mookman, Al Mookman, Al Mookman. Al Mookman, Al Mookman, Al Mookman. I'm just allowing them to clear those pathways. And for some that are ready to close those pathways out, we'll close them out. For others, maybe we'll replace it with this fun, playful energy or create new neural pathways. We'll just allow those to start filling or unfurling. Anur. Now we're going to bring that energy from the package down into the midbrain. Brazi, brazi, brazi. And then we'll bring it down into the throat. Anur, Anur. And down into the heart. Anur, Anur. And then we're going to send it down through the solar plexus. Anur. Through the sacral. Anur. And right down into the root chakra. Al Mookman, Al Mookman, Al Mookman. And I'm going to call in the great wizard Roz. You can look at him as kind of being Merlin energy, a little different but similar. and helping you create a better platform in the root chakra for connecting to your tribal energy, to your tribe, to your peeps. And for some, they may have tribe in their lives now, and I'm feeling like many do not. And what a blessing and a gift when you connect with those that are part of your tribe. So here we go with the ancient wizard Roz. Arizak, Arizak, Arizak. Arizak, Arizak, Arizak. I'm going to anchor this into the root with the truth. Al ha! And take a deep breath in and out. And then for you optimists, I want you to tune back in to that statement, I am free to be me, that was feeling at a six of truth. And how is that feeling now?
Well, I got an eight. I forgot which direction I was supposed to go in, but truthfully, I got an eight. So
okay. Whatever. Well, yeah, going up is good with this part.
Okay. I didn't want to pretend like, because what I got was an eight. And also, when you started, I clearly got a path like up in the, you know, going up into the heavens and the other worlds. And it was clear to me that I needed to resurface, refocus, redo the way I do the things I do. They become stale and boring. And therefore, in my seeking of spirit, I've even gotten bored in my doing of that, and I needed to be more playful and more magical in my...
What a great observation. And I think that could be true for all of us, because when we get kind of set in a routine or things are to be a certain way, they can start feeling boring. And the beautiful thing is, we can change it up all the time. And I know for some that are in more structured processes, they may not feel that fluidity with that, but for you and for me, and I'm sure for many others, it's like, yeah, it's a reminder, like, you know, we are in this beautiful, abundant, yes, universe, and we can play and make this fun. So for any of those listening that might feel they're challenged with that a little bit, invite the fairies to come in and play with you. And allow their playfulness and their silliness. I mean, they can be very serious, too. Don't get me wrong. But they can bring a lot of lighthearted playfulness in to your process, to your ascension, to your connection to Source, to wherever anybody is on their path. So now, Opulence, let me ask a question. Having that observation that you can change it up and be more playful, do you feel like that would help you in the maze, using your words from earlier?
Oh, surely. There's so many other ways to get through the maze opposed to just going, you know, walking through it. I could fly, I could hopscotch, I could sing and open up the portals. I mean, there's so many other ways to get through it that I'm not utilizing.
Perfect.
That I know that I'm not utilizing. It's like having a bag of, not like, I do have a bag of tricks, a bag of tools, a bag of magic that I'm not using. That's just being wasted.
Yay. Well, it's not being wasted. It's just been underutilized. And now you've just reminded yourself that it's there, and you can dig into that bag. And I have a feeling that you're going to find some new tools and new tricks in that bag. So now for all of us, and if anybody that had a belief keeper with this, and if you don't, then all of these are great statements for anybody to bring in. So now we're going to put this, I'm at peace always. I can be peace even in the ebb. And I am free to be me. We're going to create an energy package at the high self point again with these beautiful statements and energies of belief. And we're going to call in the sound, the color, the light, and the frequency that will support these in anchoring into your field, into your being, into the subconscious, into every aspect of your being, all the way down to the very DNA and subatomic particles of your being. And let's drop that energy package with these statements into the crown. Anur, Anur. Move it through the corpus callosum. Anur, Anur. And on the last show, I talked about all the different points that I work with. So today we're going to focus on the consolidation point at the back of the head where the spine and the head connect. So if you place four fingers on either hand together and place them vertically at the back of your head, and we're going to tap. We're going to tap these statements in. This is, we refer to it in Heart Point Technique as the consolidation point, and it is the Alta Major. So this is a place where all the meridians connect back into the brain. So we're literally tapping these beliefs in. So go ahead and place your hand there, everyone in opulence, and repeat after me. We're going to go through each of these, sequence through them three times. So here we go, tapping and repeating. I am at peace always.
I am at peace always.
I can be peace even in the ebb.
I can be peace even in the ebb.
I am free to be me.
I am free to be me.
I am at peace always.
I am at peace always.
I can be peace even in the ebb.
I can be peace even in the ebb.
I am free to be me.
I am free to be me.
And one more time. I am at peace always.
I am at peace always.
I can be peace even in the ebb.
I can be peace even in the ebb.
I am free to be me.
I am free to be me.
And take a deep breath in and out. And as much as that energy is moved into the brain system, we're going to bring it down the spinal column. So I'm going to chant it down the spine. Anur, Anur, Anur. And as it moves across each of the vertebrae, it connects into the nervous system, sending these new beliefs out into your entire body like wildfire. Al Mukman, Al Mukman, Al Mukman. Al Mukman, Al Mukman, Al Mukman. Allowing it to float right down to the base of your spine. Anur, Anur. And then we're going to cycle this energy into the root chakra. Anur, Anur. Andur. And I'm going to anchor it with the truth. Al Haq. Take another deep breath in and out. So opulence, tuning back into that original statement of the fear of not staying in harmony with Source. What's out of four? How is that feeling for you now? So this is the one you want to go down if you're feeling like, yeah, that's not really there. I don't really believe that.
Well, before you tell me which direction to go in, I got an actual zero. So, like,
the excellent.
Complete smoke. Yeah.
Yay! That's fabulous. That is wonderful. And how is your body feeling overall?
Overall, it's feeling capable.
Good. Yay. Well, thank you for coming on live and playing with us and then supporting yourself. You've got to help a bunch of other people, too.
Well, I thank you for taking me on the journey, the remembering journey. I want to ask you, though, the word that you're speaking in, and the one in particular, I knew it, I knew it. To me, it sounded like I knew it, I knew it, I knew it.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, and it's spelled A-N, and then the second word is Nur, N-U-R. And in the Arabic language, it just means the light.
I knew it.
So it's like working with incorruptible healing light from the universe. And in the HeartPoint Technique training, the chanting or working with the Arabic language or the 99 names of God was a part of it because, well, I think any of the ancient languages. So sometimes there'll be Sanskrit, sometimes there's Hebrew, the Arabic, and it's really about connecting into that sound signature on the planet. So if we think about the Arabic language, it's been on the planet for over 6,000 years. And part of these 99 names of God are chanted in certain cultures every single day. And it's that energy that we continue to tap into. So when I'm saying on Newer, it's just to amplify the light and to move the energy. It just moves it. I have found it to just move it way faster and more powerfully through the body, especially when we're bringing, well, not just bringing the light in, but when we're bringing in the energy that's needed to create that sacred transformation.
Beautiful. I'm glad I asked.
Yeah, I'm glad you did too, because, you know, then other people may have had that question or a similar question. So thank you. Thank you for playing, and thank you for asking great questions.
Well, you're welcome, and I will skip and hopscotch away.
Yay!
Thanks, Opulence.
Thank you, Opulence.
Oh, thank you both.
And many of the others do have similar questions. You know, there's always new people on every time that you come on, Dakara, and so they're not necessarily up to speed on what you're doing. So I've got quite a few emails in this time as well going, what's happening?
What's going on? Yeah, and it's hard to, I could use up a chunk of the hour every time going over, mm-hmm. you know, some of those, some of the details. And maybe you and I can talk off show about how we can support people to, you know, I can give you some recordings for people to listen to maybe. So,
well, you'll probably
or
get
they can go back
quite,
and listen to.
You'll become very skilled at recaps. Short recaps every time before we dive in will probably be the best way to go.
Great. Okay, so what are some of the other questions that maybe I can, that I
no,
haven't
that,
answered?
No, that was it. Just general, what are these words? What is the process? Exactly what's happening? That's
okay.
It.
Yeah, good. So, let's see. We still have a little bit of time here. Well, let me talk about a couple of the other words that I used. Al-Mukmen is the inspirer and the affirmer. So moving the light to inspire it, to inspire you, to inspire the cells within your being, and connecting you into the faith that the transformation is possible. And then affirming. So there's different translations of that, but inspire, affirm, and connecting you into faith is what Al-Mukmen is about. Al-Haq, I always say very strongly and powerfully because it anchors the truth. And I usually say, let's anchor that with the truth, and then I'll say Al-Haq. And that one is, a lot of people will even get like a vibrational shift through their body when I use that particular term, because it's really moving off sometimes what might have been stuck, and then other times it's really anchoring that into their beings. Al-Fatah is the opener. And for anybody that's ever looked into, like, the Sufi, the singing that the Sufi do, a lot of the chants are a lot of these words as well that I use. One of the teachers, the co-teachers of HeartPoint Technique, Dr. Patty Felici, is a master Sufi healer. And so her contribution in bringing in the 99 names of God and working with these in the process, and everybody uses everything a little bit differently, and I found, you know, my own way of doing that. And then when I talked about the Wizard Roz, he's kind of known as the sustainer, and I saw him when I first started chanting that particular name of God. I saw this ancient wizard, similar to looking like Merlin. So he can bring all kinds of yummy good magic in when chanting his name, and that is spelled A-R-R-A-Z-Z-A-Q. So those are kind of some of the main ones. There's always going to be others. Al-Shifa is another one. I don't think we've used that today, but that one's really good for curing, healing, and recovery. In the Arabic language and then in the Hebrew language, it's about abundance and manifesting. So there can kind of be kind of some changeovers that are similar but different. So, yeah, it's just fun. And then there's just the power in the sound. And so when I talk about calling in the sound, the color, the light, and the frequency, for me, sound is what we hear. Frequency is what comes off of it. And when I create the meadow, which I don't remember if on the last call I did that live, or I will always have that set up before we do our show. And that is just, I call in a lot of different beings. And the Hathors are one of the sets of beings that, or one of the groups, not sets, that I work with. And they are masters of sound and frequency. So many times when we're creating packages, they'll be creating, like, if you think about the perfect little formula of what's right and perfect for each person on what they need to help transform or shift. So really this is about light alchemy, sound alchemy, and why I call it sacred transformation, because we are working with sound and light and frequency and sacred geometry and bringing that in to transform whatever it is that's holding you back, keeping you out of balance, you know, fill in the blank, whatever that might be. So let's spend a few minutes more on the tribal energy, and let's create a pink ball of light. So just imagine in front of your heart center, there's a beautiful little tiny pink orb. And then we're going to call into that orb for each one of you the energies, the essence of connecting to your tribe, where you can feel totally safe and free. Those that you will have a deep connection and resonance with. That sense of feeling at home. Perhaps you've met somebody for the first time and just had that strong, powerful resonance, like, I know this person, you know, and maybe they're from your soul family or a past life, and we just, like, want to hang out and want to do more. So we want to call in these tribe members, the ones that can help fill in the pieces to the puzzle for our purpose this lifetime, our mission on planet Earth, the ones that love us unconditionally, see our inner weirdos and embrace it as much as they do within themselves. And as we place each spark of energy and light and color into that beautiful pink orb, it continues to grow and grow and grow. And now Divine Mother's coming forward, and we're going to bring some sacred language into the orb of light for each of you. So I'm just going to chant or sing. We'll see how this comes through. And the intention is that we're bringing in what will help align you, because we're going to send this orb of light out into the ethers. So what will help align you and connect you with your tribe? Saino slati santa bonti noia ila solo pontea o secania ulti ulataia asita u patitia nio inia sia unia o sira ala uti sima naonia oia tu onwa sia. And now just imagine as that beautiful pink orb has grown, and I'm feeling some of them are like big beach ball size, which is fabulous, and some of them are smaller, and that's fabulous too. Whatever size it is right and perfect for you. And now I want you to just imagine, as you wrap your hands on either side of your pink orb, that you're connecting your heart's light. So just focus on your heart center and sending your heart's light now out into that beautiful pink ball of light, a beautiful orb, with your intentions and your true desires to connect with your tribe. And then I want you to take a deep breath in. And on the exhale, we're going to just imagine that we're sending it out at the count of three. And we're going to send this out. And as we cast it out, it's going to turn into a pink net of light that's going to go out all around the planet. One, two, three. Sending that pink light out, allowing it to create a beautiful net, connecting back to you as it moves out around the entire planet, so that your tribe can see that light, can see your light, and feel its resonance. And we never know where or how we're going to meet those tribe members. Sometimes it could be when we're traveling. Sometimes it could be right down the street or at the grocery store. And then just take another deep breath in and out, anchoring that energy into the root chakra. And so it is. Okay. So how are we doing on time, Nicole?
It is the perfect time to launch into the final section in shameless self-promotion.
Woohoo!
Yay!
So, let's see. I didn't really set up any specials, but here's what I want to offer to the listeners today. If you go to hpthealing.com and send me a message through the Contact Us, I will make you a special offer. I have a 20-minute healing set up for the first time on there for $60. I will extend that to a 30-minute session through that Contact Us form. So through today, you can see the experience of working one-on-one. I better make sure. I don't think that's right. I think it's 80, not 60, but let me double check. Through today, you can see the power in going deeper on individual work, meaning that when we can dive into your specific challenge or issue, then it allows me to pull up what's exactly needed to help support you in your own sacred transformation. So, okay, I did have it right, 60 for a 20-minute intro laser session, and I will extend that to a 30-minute session, which normally is 115 if you're just purchasing that outright. So there's a lot that we can shift in a 30-minute session. Using today as an example, even though it's been an hour, but we didn't use the whole hour for that. But if you pick one area of challenge or feeling stuck, and bring that to the session, we can go deep and really help move the energies out, what's not serving you, and then realigning you by bringing that light alchemy in to set you up to move forward. So if you have felt like you've been in an ebb for quite some time around a certain area of your life, now is the time to release that, to move into a space of feeling more at peace within yourself, more ready to take on the day. And as Opulence said earlier, it's like just, you know, wanting to be like a child, to play and have fun. And when we can be in that playful, lighthearted energy, this is the time that it allows us to expand, to open up, and to step into a higher vibration, because through that childlike play, it really raises our vibration. So one of the great ways to do that is also through coloring. And there's all kinds of fabulous adult coloring books out there now. And I love coloring mandalas in particular, and I love using colored pencils because you can get really good shading with those. But if you have children and there's a color book and some color crayons, by all means, jump on that. One of the other ways is also to use sacred geometry. So you can find images of like the flower of life, the seed of life, the Merkaba, all kinds of stuff usually online where you can just print out a, you know, black and white outline and use that as a coloring format. Utilize the coloring to open up your own inner child and allow it to come out and play.
Love it. Awesome.
Yeah. So, well, thank you, Nicole. I think we're probably right close to the end here.
We are indeed. Today was great. Excellent job. We've got you on in 2 weeks' time, Jakara, and have a good one.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you, Nicole. Thank you, listeners.
Thanks. Take care.
You
Jakara
too.
Keys. I'm saying your last name right, Keys?
Yes, Keys.
Okay.
Jakara.
No, I've never asked you. It just sounded right.
No, you got it. You got it right.
Yay. It has a ring. Love it. All right, Jakara, have a great couple of weeks. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you so much.
Send us your offer that you mentioned there so we can get it up on your shameless self-promotion tab. A lot of people are driving and multitasking and all that sort of thing, so that really helps.
I will do that here shortly. Thank you so much. That's a great, great way to put it on there. Thank you. Take care.
You too. Jakara Keys, all linked up at newsforthesoul.com. And she is posted right there on today's show, of course, on the homepage and on the schedule and in the archives all over the place. Newsforthesoul.com is where you need to be.
You're listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. News for your soul. Life-changing broadcasts to souls around the world since January 1997. Call in to live News for the Soul shows daily.